Our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor on our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program. Well, the DOT started the Main Street milling, but they've got to work around the weather again. A lot of rain.
And Steve, what is it? Something to the effect, the best laid plans.
Some mice and men.
We had a good plan last week about the schedule, and the weather came in and just completely destroyed the schedule, and now they're having to make adjustments, of course. That project got underway on Monday, and then in the afternoon, the rains came in and never really let up until to the end of Thursday. So they've had to change their plans. Josh Ward at our town board meeting informed everyone as to the modifications of the paving schedule. One of the things that they learned in the first part of last week when they started was that the milling crews and the milling machine that they brought in works a lot faster than they anticipated. So now with this modified schedule, here's what they will be doing starting Monday morning. From 2nd Street to 3rd, it'll be closed off, and very early in the morning, the milling machine will come out, not at night, but very early, around 6 o'clock or so, and they'll start milling that section of the road. By the middle of the day, they believe that the milling will be complete, and in the afternoon, they'll bring in the pavers, and they'll pave that section, and then at night, they'll bring in the road stripers and the parking stripers and do the stripe in the parking spaces. So that's going to be the strategy from here on out, to get into the downtown area and do all the paving as quickly as possible. Emphasize this, the contractor is not wanting to take his time on this. He wants to, like we all want to do, he wants to get in here, pave the road as soon as possible, and then get on down the road and collect his check. So I'm hoping that if we have good weather, that this process will move actually faster than we projected and anticipated in the past.
March 30th, a proclamation. There you are in the paper in the Weekender section of the Highlander. And there is Patty Wheeler and a proclamation. You've issued it. It's Physicians Day, March 30th. All right. Well done.
Absolutely. And I will tell you how far we've come. Last year, Tom Neal asked me to do a proclamation and come to the hospital. They were going to have a luncheon for the doctors, and I was going to get up and do the proclamation. And a unknown event called the COVID pandemic hit us in March, and we never got to do that ceremony and have the luncheon. So it was a great honor, and I think very appropriate that we recognize the physicians that have been working with these vaccination clinics. So I hope everyone will appreciate the work that our doctors do. The other thing that I think we all need to be aware of is to support our physicians by using their services.
A town board meeting. Okay, Hank Ross, could we possibly be getting back to some form of normalcy? Hank Ross and the shrimp boil in June, that's a possibility.
That's right. On Thursday night, Hank came before the board. He's chairman of the Friends of the Park Association. Hank presented a innovative plan for putting on the shrimp boil. And again, last year in June, we could not have those kind of mass gatherings. We're not sure where we will be at the 1st of June concerning mass gatherings anyway. For example, the shrimp boil normally puts up a big tent on the patio area of Founders Park, and 300 people will gather for a wonderful dinner and socialization at the shrimp boil. Well, that might not be able to be done even at the beginning of June. So they've come up with an innovative way to put on the shrimp boil. It's going to be, like our other strategies, takeout. Like a restaurant, they will have Marty, the chef, will be cooking and preparing the shrimp using small tents on the patio. And then there'll be a group of volunteers there that will be providing takeout services, and they will be hiring two police officers to direct people to turn into Oak Street Alley. At that point, they can go straight, and there will be a place near the skating rink where you can pick up your takeout. There's a backlog of traffic. People can go down Pine Street Alley, which is just the first turn on the left, and pick it up there and then exit the area. Or if people want to go and park and bring their shrimp boil dinner to the concert that will be held during that time, using, of course, all the social distancing protocols and so forth, they can do that. So I think it's really a great innovative idea for making sure that we have this wonderful nonprofit event. It'll raise money for the Friends of the Park, supporting the embellishment of our beautiful park. One benefit, the price of this takeout will be less than the normal traditional tent event that we have. So I encourage everybody to buy their tickets for the takeout shrimp bowl and support the efforts of keeping our park beautiful. The other thing, if you do not want to do the takeout, please feel free to just buy a ticket or send a contribution to the Friends of the Park.
We are at our best when we're challenged, and thank you to Marty Rosenfield once again. And talk about the conditional zoning for the PAC and also that Bryson subdivision plat.
Okay. First of all, as I was speaking last at the last board meeting, the conditional zoning for the PAC Center is kind of like deja vu, because they went through this process about 2 years ago when they were planning their first design of the building. Given the economic situation, the pandemic, and other things, they had to go back and redesign, if you will, scale back some things on their plan. That triggered this whole process being done again. We heard the presentation by Michael Mathis, our planner, that this new design and proposal had gone through the planning board, the zoning board of adjustment. Now we have to have a public hearing and have final approval by the town board. The public hearing has now been set, as of this past town board meeting, for our next meeting, April the 15th. So we'll have a public hearing and then the board will take action from there. The other item that might be of interest for people was the subdivision, the Bryson subdivision on Fifth Street. That preliminary design was approved by the board, and now the developers can go and start putting in all the infrastructure for the subdivision, water, sewer, and so forth. That will be reviewed by our town engineer. And when all of that has met the town subdivision ordinances, the engineer will file a report and a recommendation to the town board for final approval. The interesting thing about that subdivision is that it uses the cluster development option, because there are parts of that subdivision that involves wetlands and floodplains. Using the cluster option, you can reconfigure the positioning of the houses to where they're closer together with less space on each lot. Yet the overall space required for the subdivision is no more different than if they were just spreading them out on a traditional layout. They're not getting more houses because they're clustering. What they're able to do is to position the houses where it's an advantageous situation for the potential homeowner, and it also protects these sensitive areas and the floodplain areas with a common green space that they will be having. So that was approved.
We've got the citizens for the community plan, and now it's the business survey.
I want to get out the word to all of our business owners, whether you're on Main Street or just in the Plateau area operating a business, it does not matter. The leadership of the community plan, they have obtained about 35 responses from the business community, but they want more. Just like we wanted a big sample in response when we did the overall survey, they'd like to have at least 50 businesses weighing in on what their concerns and needs are in the future. I encourage all the business owners in this area to come out and take that survey by going to the Highlands Community Plan on the website, and you'll see a link to take the survey. And we really need every business owner to let us know what they think we should be doing in the future of Highlands.
We've had so many wonderful COVID-19 vaccination clinics, but now it's really time to get up over that hill and book your shot.
That's right. That's a good way to describe it, Steve. When we first started the vaccine clinics, there was a tremendous demand, especially for the folks 65 and older. Tom Neal and all the leadership and the volunteers have done a wonderful job addressing that first demand. And during that time, they created a wait list and backlog. That was driven really by the problem of not being able to get enough vaccine fast enough. We want to encourage everyone now to make sure that you're registered with the state registration system so you're ready to sign up for the vaccine and have an appointment when your time comes. I want to encourage people to be ready, and when you have the opportunity, take the vaccine, because the more people in this community that are vaccinated, the closer we come to going back to having a normal season and activity. So again, I'm a supporter of vaccination for COVID-19. I take no apologies for that. It's an important public health responsibility that we all should have, if not just for yourself, but to protect your family and your friends and the folks in the community.